On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach, you guys get two goals in around 30 seconds. They're like blowing the roof off the place. So were you surprised you guys didn't get more energy from that? It just seemed like you scored the two goals, worked hard to get them, but then it didn't last.
Yeah, I mean, I think. Yeah, it was fun. The building was loud, I thought, we played pretty good after that. Obviously, you give up a goal, but you still get a point out of being down a goal going into the third. But obviously, we want to.
It didn't seem like overall that was your guys' game. Sometimes coming back from the West Coast, there's a little bit of you don't quite have the energy that you normally have. Did you see that tonight? Did you feel that tonight?
Yeah, I mean. It wasn't our best, by no means, but I thought there was moments in the game where we also, we found a good B game, and, you got to do that in this league, and, I thought we had a solid B game, but it's hard to win in this league when, you're playing your B game.
So. Yeah, when you're going through that point, you have to go to the B game, how do you crank it back up to get to the A game, especially considering, the playoffs are coming up and everybody's going to be bringing that at that point?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you want to play your A game, but, it's a tough league. It's hard to bring your A game every single night, and especially long travel. Obviously, we don't want to have excuses, but, that's what good players do in this league. They find a good B game when they're not feeling it, and, obviously, you want to be playing your A game, but, realistically, it's not realistic to have it every single night.
You've had the nose for the key play late, three games in a row now. Just how much do you kind of turn it up here at the end of the year, at crunch time in these games, the way you've been able to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, want to help this team as much as I can. And, I think we've had a good run here lately. And obviously, we want to keep it going. It's starting to get to an important time of the year. And, you always want to be playing your best at this time.
What did you see in that play tonight where, you had a lane, you got in there, and you get the team tied?
Yeah, I mean, it's great neck zone, get that thing out. And, I felt that I could pressure him and maybe steal it, and luckily I was on the right end of stealing the puck.
I know it doesn't feel great, but you'll probably take that penalty every single time because it gave you guys a power play, which you scored on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously never lovely getting cross-checked from behind, but, that's sometimes the price you got to pay, and, I'd definitely do it again.
Any common themes? In the last game, you guys are down, you take the lead, then you give up one late, and some relatively similar. Is there like a similarity between the two, maybe what you guys didn't do good enough down the stretch?
I mean, maybe you guys want to say that, but, we're losing no confidence in this room. We're a confident team, even, you're up one, down one, tied. So we're a confident team no matter what. And I mean, unfortunately, it's happened back-to-back games, but, it hasn't happened much this year, and we'll definitely fix that.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.